Yo, what up, world? It's your boy Jones, man. We just on here. Want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Dope Talk, man. Today, what I really want to take a stab at, man, is talking about where you are mentally, man. You got to understand, and I'm going to dive right into it. You got to understand mentally, dog. You got to have mind, body, and soul, and what you're planning on doing. And what you're trying to accomplish, you got to be motivated. But sometimes you have to motivate yourself. I know a lot of times we try to look at other people and look to others and look to TV to be inspired by different things. Man, you have to inspire yourself because ultimately you're the one that got to go through it. You're the one that has to do it. I remember at times I was looking for this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the third for other people to inspire me. And as humans, we do that. You know, from time to time, we look at each other and you're like, man, why is this person not believing in me and trusting in me and trying to help me pursue what I want to do? Especially in relationships, you're always looking for another person to help you build something. And that's cool to a certain extent. But for instance, me, man, when I deal with music, I have to inspire myself. I have a certain process that I go and I do. And my process literally is I grab the beat. And if the beat speaks to me in whatever I'm thinking, man, I've been doing music 15 plus years. And so I internally inspire myself. And all type of levels, man. I get happy. Sometimes I might be sad. Sometimes I might be disappointed. Sometimes I might be discouraged. Sometimes I might be, you know, any and everything. And in that, I have to find ways to inspire myself to get up off my ass and actually go do something about it. And so that's what I really want to make point of today. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, look, man, I've been looking for her or him to inspire me or to motivate me in order to do what I need to do. And you got to look at it like it has to come from you. You have to look at yourself and be like, okay, look at all my circumstances, look at everything I've been going through, and why not take the time out to go do it? You know, you've been sitting there your whole entire life, or you just probably recently found yourself in a funk of due to what's going on social media, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, George Floyd and all of this other things, and so many people have lost their lives. Media, social media will depress you, you know, get you in that state of mind of depression. And so you gotta look at it from another standpoint. What could I do to impact others? You know, when I mentioned when we first started Dope Music, man, it was me and two other cats and of course, my brother Bun, and shout out to Bun's World. Y'all tune in to his podcast. But it was definitely Bun, and it was my boy Louis V. Shout out to Louis right now. And what we were doing, man, we had something that we called it Monster Game, and it was just us, you know, killing everything. We was a monster on the beat. Every time we attacked the music, it was definitely dope. But it was also like us just being monsters and just killing everything. And so I got out of that. It was like around my birthday, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. And what I did was I thought about it. Okay, I don't want to be, you know, a monster character. I'm still a monster when I attack beats. I still kill everything. But at the same time, you know, I had to dig deep to find something that was going to be just speak everything. So I looked at my music, and my music was always me, like always being conscious, you know, always having a conscious type of mind frame. And so in that, I was like, okay, well, I know I'm dope, but what could I turn dope into? You know, so what I did was, and if you don't know, Dope Music is an acronym. It's a Daring Other People's Education. And that's what my whole thing has been 6 plus years now going on. And if you look at it, is that's what we do. I mean, I want to dare your education. I want you to think. I want you to be conscious when you hear my music. And so sometimes we have the good music, the sometimes I want to snap on a beat. Sometimes I want to show my lyrical presence and just let people know, hey, I'm here. But for majority of my music, man, I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to question your education and make you think and not be ignorant. You know what I'm saying? It's fine to have a jewelry, the women and all of this, but I'm married. I'm approaching 30 years of age, so you know it's a certain level of maturity that you get to where all of that stuff don't even matter no more. And I'm not knocking the people that do this type of music. That's fine and dandy. We also need club hits that we can shake to and dance to. But back to the case in point, man, you got to understand, I had to motivate myself when I thought that my music career was ending because I had went and did music, like I said, 17, 18 plus years now. There's been some times where my foot was almost in the door. There's been some times where I wasn't even in the house to have my foot in the door. And so thinking back, man, there were times where I was down and out, and I'm like, do I still want to continue doing the music path? Do I, when I've been told no, when I've been told I'm not that good enough, I almost lost it. And so it got to a point to where I motivated myself. I've always had people tell me, you know what, yo, you're good, you're dope, you need to be pushing this out, dog. You got a message, you got something to say. You're very lyrically inclined, and my wife was one of them, and that's fine and beautiful. But if I never apply it to myself, it never goes anywhere. And so that's what we're doing now. Definitely applying it, and definitely trying to make something out of a negative to a positive situation. For those who don't know, 2019, I had went to prison, and I had to own up. I had to own up. There was a lot of things that I didn't want to own up to and be a man about. And you know, you get sunk in a deep place. And I remember my brother calling me, and he was like, dog, or when I called my brother, he was like, yo, dog, I'm sure, bro, when you get out, you're gonna have like 19 mixtapes ready. And that was untrue, because I wasn't even inspired. I'm kind of like Pac when he was in there and he just didn't find and didn't have any inspiration, you know, inside of that place. That's a very dark place. And so I didn't write as much. I maybe wrote maybe two songs, and that was close to the end of me getting out, because I saw a little light at the tunnel. But you know, overall, I had to inspire myself. And so I'm here now, pumping out what I can, creating what I can, taking the time out to you know, let the creative juices flow, so to speak. And you know what? I used to depend, prior to me going to prison, I used to depend on the drugs in order for me to create something dope, you know. And I just want to speak to that, to those people. I understand it on both sides. I understand that when you have the mentality that, oh, I got to get high in order to create something dope, some things that's you, you know, that's all you. It don't take that, you know what I mean? And now I see myself with a sober mind frame, and of course, I'm creating, you know, awesome stuff and dope stuff to where we're still able to meet the caliber of music that I was putting out before. And now that I'm sober, I'm able to think more and think clearly. And so it's just amazing, man. It's just beautiful. And so, like I said, guys, you gotta take the time out to look at yourself, to understand what you've been going through, and that don't matter. Yesterday was the past, homie. Whatever happened that affected you, even if you lost a loved one, my condolences. But whatever, you lost somebody or you lost something, that's was for a reason. And now it's time for you to go gain it. Now it's time for you to go get it. Now it's time for you to be a better person. You know what I mean? Step out of your comfort zone. If you remain in your comfort zone, nothing will get done. Nothing will get done, you know. You have to do something. You have to be better than your current situation. And so I speak to y'all right now. I speak life into y'all, man. Just go out and do what you can. We're constantly daring other people's education. We're constantly moving forward. We're constantly progressing. Even when the powers that may be want to throw a curve ball, we're not even looking at that, because we know God got us regardless, and we're going to keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So this is dope music. This is dope talk. Tune in. lock it in, lock us in, whatever we're talking about, whatever we're doing right now. Don't be defeated. Don't you be defeated. Just know that progression is right around the corner. Just know that your breakthrough is right around the corner. You got to understand this. You got to live this. You got to breathe this. You got to love this. You got to look forward to your future. You got to speak it into existence. I spoke a lot of things into existence. Just me having the faith that I was going to be something better, that I was going to be something better, that my results, I didn't make temporary decisions, or I didn't make permanent decisions in a temporary situation, you know? And that's something that we do a lot of. I'll be like, you know what? I look at this and everything ain't going like I wanted to. And everything just seemed like it's crumbling down and one thing after another. And so you could get to that spot and be like, fuck it. You know, that's my F it moments. I try not to cuss on here, guys, but you could get to that point to where like, you like F everything. I'm done with it. I'm defeated. I'm down. But that's only. And so you go make a choice. Whether it may be cheating on your spouse, whether it may be doing a drug, whether it may be breaking into somebody's house, trying to come up, man, I speak to everybody, dog. Whether all of those things, dog, are temporary choices, man, that will become permanent in your future. And so one mistake will ruin it all. One mistake can ruin it all. But even in that ruined state, even if I'm talking to the people that has done the dumb stuff, and then now you're looking at it like, what do I do? You know, you get on your knees and you pray, man. And I know that sounds very spiritualistic and all of these other things, if that's a word. But you got to understand, dog, get on your knees and pray. Find something to believe in. I talk to Muslims. I talk to Catholics. I talk to people who believe in Hinduism, all of this other stuff. I talk to these cats and I told them, look, your religion preference is different from mine. But as long as you have something to believe in, I believe that's what gets us through. And so you got to understand, dog, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's the sun is shining somewhere. You know, if it's raining and you got a cloud over your head, the sun is shining somewhere. And so you got to look at it like that, man. It might not be your day to get that sun. It might not be your season. There's a time and a season for everything. You know what I mean? And so you got to build off of that. You got to grow off of that. Everything that I've went through, I learned that there was an experience and a test for me to have that character, to have those characteristics, to build a solid foundation in order for me to cross paths and move on and move over. And so when the next test comes, I know how to attack it because, hey, I'd have either been through this or heard somebody go through this. And that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. You know what I mean? I don't mind talking to people. I don't mind helping people. I don't mind praying for people. I don't mind none of this. You know, I'm very open. So, I mean, you got to understand, man, that today is a different day. Right now is a new decision. Right now it's time for you to grow. Right now it's time for you to build. You got to have others around you that wants to build like you're building. I don't care if I'm in music and somebody is a painter, or I'm in music and somebody does construction, whatever it is that you're trying to do and you're trying to accomplish, you want positive people around you that build like you build, that understand that you don't want to remain in the same place. And so if you got people that's not trying to succeed like you're trying to succeed, you got to X those people out. You can love people from a distance. I don't care if it's family, if it's friends, whatever it is, you have to exit those people out of your life. And so I found myself doing that over the simple fact that I can't remain down because you're down. I can't remain stagnant because you're stagnant in your life. That may be a season that you're going through where God wants you to stay where you're at, and I'm not going to stay there. So I got to move. I got to progress. I got to gain because I have kids and I have a future and I have family and I have a second chance to breathe. This morning when I got up and opened my eyes and everything was working, that was a sure sign and a clear sign that I had another chance to be great. And so that's all we want to do. That's all we want to focus on. That's all we want to build. And so you got to have those people around you that's doing the same thing. You got to understand that. So, guys, this is Dope Talk. This has been another episode of Dope Talk. Tune in for the next episode, man. We'll have a lot more guests on here. I got a lot more episodes coming up. I got a lot more music. Look at AJ Jones with two Z's, no S. And the two Z's is so they don't sleep on you, boy, on my Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Y'all, please tune in on every social media outlet. We will have videos and new music coming and pumping soon. Love y'all. Peace. And remember, go love somebody. Go love on somebody and be loved.